Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. Dan, did you ever play the popcorn game?
Yes.
Yeah. You really did?
No. Have you? Really, really?
What, I have one time.
Really? And you actually really did it?
I really did it, and it really failed.
It seems like it would.
I tried it one time with a girl named Julie Park, and it was so bad that she didn't want any popcorn. Like, I went and got the big tub and everything, made the necessary arrangements. For A to go through B.
Right.
And I had A into B.
Right.
But Julie Park never, ever wants, she never, I'm the only one that ate the popcorn.
So played yourself.
No, at that point when I realized that she didn't want any popcorn and she wasn't going to be digging on the barrel, then I went back to the bathroom and, you know, just ended the game.
Whoa. Did you like carry the popcorn with your engaged
with your
as you went back to the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, you couldn't just pull it out in the theater?
No, not in my situation.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Oh, my God. Wow. How do you walk to a bathroom with a popcorn still attached?
I'm not going to get into the ins and outs of my popcorn game.
God. There was a lot of ins.
Did I not earlier tell you that it was absolutely a disaster?
It sounds like it.
Yeah. I should have wormed it just back in while I'm sitting during a high spot of the movie.
I don't know what movie it was.
Was it Ghostbusters?
It was Ghostbusters 1. I can tell you exactly what it was. The only thing that was getting ghosted was my penis.
The big marshmallow man.
Do you think that I think everybody that's listening to the show knows the popcorn game? Even
yes.
Anna knows the popcorn
I'm
game.
I'm aware of what it is, yes. I've never played it.
Right. Did you ever play it in high school?
No, popcorn's always giving me gas, so I always stay away from it.
Right. So you would be the Julie Park in my popcorn scenario.
Right. I'm like, right. Oh, no popcorn no, popcorn for me, thanks.
Like I have the popcorn thing all rigged up, all ready to go. I got my situation where it needs to be. It's completely immersed in buttery popcorn.
Yeah, and then I go, it hurts my tum-tum, sorry.
and what you want, yeah, that girl, and what you want. Maybe you want to get a bigger girl for the popcorn game because she really wants to eat that popcorn.
Yeah. Really
couldn't you, like, also, though, like, I mean, kind of like improv and do, like, maybe, like, the Twizzler or the, you know, some other game like that?
Twizzler. What are you putting Twizzlers around your. Yeah. Around
well,
your...
I mean, just grab a Twizzler. Oh, that's not a Twizzler.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sometimes you need to shut up while
play
you're
play a corn dog game, pull out the hot dog.
Nobody's playing the milk dud or the juju baby game. Danny, there's only the only game you can play sexual at the movie shows is the popcorn game. You can't play the milk dud or the corn dog or the snow cone.
I tried playing the big gold game. That's really messy.
Gummy bear game.
Couldn't quite get that airtight seal.
Yeah.
I was leaking through.
Should never filled it up a cup.
Blitz, when you play the big gold game, you have to bring your own rubber O-ring, you know. Yeah. O-ring. To create a like, you know, like a seal. Man, one little half inch and you got a 64-ouncer on your deal.
Sure do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Walk to the bathroom then.
So yeah, I did play the popcorn game one time and it was just an absolute disaster. And I'm embarrassed to say that I have played the popcorn game, and I'm embarrassed to say that the popcorn game that I played was a complete disaster. Like, no girl popcorned in my unit at all.
Sure, it smelled delicious.
But I know a couple of my buddies, man, whose girl would be in on the deal.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know,
is there, like, popcorn all over the floor?
No, but, like, listen, so here's the deal. Now, you know, the popcorn game can go one or two, three ways. One, you never get to play the popcorn deal because a girl never digs in and gets any popcorn.
Right.
That's loser number one. That's me. Two, the popcorn game is she's getting some popcorn, she stumbles upon the treat, and is not very impressed. Like, does not say, oh, this is kind of a hot deal. Let me take care of it. That you got a 50-50 chance of her not thinking that's very cool.
Right.
Three, and the best, I mean, like the A+, the 10 of 10 in a popcorn game is old girl stumbles upon the treat, likes the treat.
Likes salt and butter.
And likes really going crazy on the treat.
Right.
And then you take said girl back to the movie show, and she's already ready for the popcorn game. Yeah. She's like, are you going to get the popcorn? Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go get the popcorn. Or like when she's paying, you get that real good girl that when you're buying the ticket out front, she's like, don't forget the popcorn. Like, oh, that's my girl
there. That's perfect.
Yeah. Let me ever play the popcorn. I mean, listen, not everybody's played the popcorn game.
A lot of people didn't even know about it. They didn't have buckets. They had bags. Which was kind of tough to do.
It tears too easily.
Yeah. You can't tear a bag.
No.
Blitz, have you popcorned?
No, not really.
Not really.
Blitz would be good at it.
Yeah.
How do you know Blitz would be good at it?
Because he would go through the bucket.
Exactly.
At the top.
Pull my gun. I shoot a hole through the bucket.
Blitz the only one that's got a cherry on top on his.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, you got a mushroom top. Did you get
popcorn and mushroom sauce?
Did you get popcorn with a mushroom top? My Lord, I never even knew that. I never even knew that was on the menu.
Poking out the top.
Yeah, you know, I know the manager. He always puts a mushroom on top for me. You know, I'm coming every
gourmet,
year.
With the gourmet theater.
Who needs truffle?
I never knew popcorn was purple. Yeah, it's purple. Veiny, you know, it just this was a certain type of popcorn. So, Anna, let's say that you're in high school, okay? Your senior,
now I'm hot.
Have you met me in high school?
Yeah, well, I've seen.
Oh, it's not good.
With the French horn.
With
the French horn and the perm.
Model UN, Science Olympiad.
Yeah, like, you know, yes, we've seen you.
Right.
Your senior picture.
Braces.
We know how awkward it was, okay?
I never had headgear, but I did have the rubber band.
I never had headgear. So listen, Anna. Let's say that some boy likes you, okay?
All right. So this is really hypothetical.
Even though you're in your awkward stages of life, you got your French horn, you got your permed out, you know, Bon Jovi hair.
That was just my hair.
Okay. I'm just saying. You got your Edie Brickell look. You know, you look like a little hippie bitch. Were you were you kind of hippie?
I wanted to be.
Right.
Yeah.
You tried to be granola, but you couldn't pull it off.
Yeah, there was like a local head shop that I went to sometimes, and I tried to get like hemp stuff.
But yeah,
and,
like you were trying to be granola, but you just
I was trying to find like a niche of like coolness, and I never did. But
she was a little bitch.
Still looking.
That little nerd bitch trying to be granola. Yeah. That awkward.
Like knitted tops and like a satchel that was crocheted.
So let's say that you find, you know, nerd boy to take you to. You know, like your senior year, we all probably can remember what the big movie was our senior year.
The big movie?
Yeah, like when I was
No idea.
You don't know.
No. I could tell you the big songs, but I couldn't tell you the big movies.
Yeah, I have no idea what movies were on when I was a senior.
For real. I'm trying to look at, okay, these were the movies when I was a senior. Risky Business.
Yep. Huge.
Scarface, which, huge. You couldn't go. Mike, your parents won't let you go. War Games. Blitz, yep. That you and I got.
What? We were watching that yesterday.
Hold on, Bubba. What movie is my favorite movie ever in the whole world?
Play A Game.
Exactly.
Why do you think, Anna?
I've never heard of that movie until yesterday.
It was on. I started watching it. She goes, I've never heard of it. It's probably one of my favorite movies ever.
Sometimes when Blitz and I's ongoing rib was, I would say, shall we play a game?
Yep.
Because that's from his all-time favorite movie.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's all making sense now.
All the Right Moves with Tom Cruise.
Flashdance.
Flashdance. That was all
Staying
my
Alive.
That was the big movies of my senior year.
Big Chill.
Now, again, I attempted my popcorn deal with Ghostbusters, which I think was my 9th or 10th grade year.
Okay.
So, Anna, let's say, what was your senior year? What year?
I graduated in 05, okay. 2005.
2005 top movies.
I'm sending you a list right now.
I think I might have.
Okay.
You mean your list is probably mine.
Okay.
Get Rich or Die Trying.
Never saw.
Oh yeah, 50 Cent.
Jarhead.
I've seen parts of it, but
What is this?
Waiting. Wait. Ryan Reynolds.
Waiting.
Oh, is that with Dane Cook?
The highest.
Yeah. No, I know.
For
really
2005, the highest box offices were Star Wars Episode III,
nope.
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Didn't see it.
War of the Worlds.
Never saw it.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Nope. Never
Wedding
saw it.
Wedding Crashers.
Nope.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I saw it, but not in theaters.
Man, no wonder you couldn't get laid. Yeah, like you didn't even.
She's taking her French
horn. Usher was number one. I remember.
How about Madagascar? Did you go to the movies to see Madagascar?
No, isn't that animated film?
Yeah, how about Charlie the Chocolate Factory?
No, I've never even seen the original.
King Kong.
No, I never
Batman.
Seen
Harry Potter.
No, I never seen a Batman.
40-year-old virgin.
I did see that. I don't know. Did see that in theaters.
All right, so let's say you are going on a date from this other French horn and nerd dude.
Virgins.
Right, two virgins.
Seat one and two.
All right. And so you guys are going to the 40-year-old, you're virgin, and, you know.
Looking at what's like for the future for you two.
Could it be a trumpet player? They were cooler.
He was trumpet. Okay. Not tuba.
Yeah, all right.
He was a trumpet guy. And he's like, you know, Anna, will you go out with me? Then we're going to go see 40-year-old virgin.
Sure. All
right, did he have
Josh.
Tape on his glasses?
You guys were matching rubber bands on your braces.
You go to this movie with this guy.
Yeah.
And he gets this big tub of popcorn.
Okay.
And he puts his penis through.
Oh my God! I'd never even seen a real penis at that point.
I just work
okay.
with
really?
me.
Sorry.
Okay.
And the senior
and,
no.
it's through the bottom of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he really puts you gotta put the butter in there. The salt is just salt can get a little
burny.
Yeah. So just the butter, maybe not even a lot of salt.
Buddha.
But some salt kind of feels good if you can get the right friction on the deal.
All right,
you
know? Back to the popcorn.
And you're going there, you're eating popcorn, he's eating his, and all of a sudden, as you're about halfway down, maybe three quarters with him on the tub, you discover his penis.
Oh, yeah, I'm freaking out. Call my mom, pick me up immediately.
You hear a squeak.
I mean, for real. Like,
yeah,
you wouldn't have been like, oh.
Bubba, I hadn't even held a guy's hand before. There's no way I'm going to stumble upon his penis and be okay with that. I would have had a major freak out.
For real.
For real. I lost my virginity at 23. I'm still a freaking nerd.
Did you go see Brokeback Mountain? It was the number 27 movie of the year.
No, I never saw that in full either.
So you wouldn't.
I didn't really go to the movies much.
And then how awkward would you have told your mom to tell his mom and gotten him in trouble, or would you just
No. I would have just. I would have told my friends, but I would have just driven home.
He would have been popcorn boy for infamy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would have blown him.
But meanwhile, I bet you there are some girls that you know in your senior year.
Oh yeah.
Kind of the real cute ones. The little bubbly ones, the ones that are cheerleaders, the ones that, you know, all that
stuff.
Yeah,
they were sluts.
That were sluts. I mean, you know.
Absolutely. I met many a slut.
And what do you think some of the cuter sluts would have done? They would have probably taken that.
Gobbled it down like the whores that they were. But they're still in my hometown doing absolutely nothing working at Macy's. So who's laughing now?
As your body gets older, like, why does it get, like, less, you know, like when I was a kid,
compliant.
I used to be able to take my neck and go. Did any of us be able to do that as a kid?
Yeah,
no.
I still can.
I do.
You know who could do it like crazy is Tyler.
Yeah, I know. It drives
Oh, my God.
It drives me crazy. He goes...
And it's like snap.
Yeah, it's like somebody took bubble wrap.
Yes. Yeah, I can't.
Now, I used to be able to do that. But, Dan, what happens when does your vertebrae get locked up or they lose fluid? Or, like, what happens physically as a doctor?
Your connective tissue loses fluid over time as you get older. But also, you get less elastin in your connective tissue and it becomes less flexible.
Right. More conk, as white trash would say, me, you get concreted up.
Yep.
And just, like, I can't even tell you the last time I was able to get a good snap on my neck. And so we, Anna and I are always looking at you, like, who's the guy from Houston,
Alex Tubio.
The Wingdinger.
No, the Wingdinger guy's different.
Oh, that's not out of Houston. Well, maybe it is.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the little Filipino guy's out of Houston. Well, I don't like
the Filipino guy. I like the Wingdinger guy.
Okay.
And then we quickly find out that one of our guys that we like, because Anna and I like to
watch crack addicts, I think, mm-hmm. is the term they
use. Yeah, but really, chiropractors don't like for you to say crack my back. They like for you to say
adjustments.
Yeah. That's like the F word to them, you know, crack,
mm-hmm.
I think. Dan, you probably know more chiropractors than I do. I don't think I can say
Well, I think the people that like watching the videos are called crack addicts.
Okay, well, we're crack addicts.
Yes.
And so... we start talking about this one dude, the Y-strap doc, and we're like, yeah, I've seen that guy.
I've been watching this guy for years. I had no idea he had a place in Tampa.
I had no idea that he's based out of Tampa.
Right?
Yes, and I think he has like two other facilities in other states.
I actually think...
it's three.
Well,
three?
I think these are people... I think this particular map might show doctors that are maybe endorsed by our doctor to use the Y-strap, or these maybe potentially are his other offices. I don't know.
I know, yeah. One's in like Atlanta and another one in Charlotte, yeah.
He's got his own massage gun as well. He's got a massage gun that's been branded. I guess he's, you know, did the development and stuff like that, so he's got
his
own massage gun.
He's on it.
I didn't have quite the heart to ask for a massage gun, you know, to promote your massage gun. But anyway, Dan, he uses this strap that he bolts up to your neck. I'm probably not saying it like he wants me to say, but I'm just saying he hooks his strap up to your neck and he really, really kind of like gives you a big old yip, and it looks, oh, I just want one so bad. I really yearn for one of these.
You just want the strap so you can do it to your friends?
No,
or you just want it to be cracked like that?
Well,
he wants to be adjusted like that.
Both. See, I don't think Dr. Joe is going to let me have a strap. And start, I think, like, you know, this is, you got to know what you're doing.
You can't just buy it.
I want to be, like, adjusted and all that, but the Y-strap, man, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I think I would be more comfortable with, like, vertical stuff than, like, snapping my neck side to side.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, man, give me all the Y-strap.
Yeah, I want a Y.
Full Y-strap. Dr. Joe, maybe some of my people don't want the strap. I'm telling you, not only do I want the strap, but bring the biggest strap you got.
Yeah, strap it on him.
Bring the strap that you'd use on a goddamn rhino.
Yeah,
bring the rhino strap.
Yeah, and we were a little bit concerned if, you know, he could do it to bigger people, but we saw him adjust a whale, so we're good.
Yeah. So, like, who's getting strapped?
I'll get strapped if it permits.
I'm getting strapped.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here
Robin?
We go.
I need to speak to my doctor, Dr. Dan Diaco. Do you think it's smart for me to get a Y-strap?
I might have a piece of metal pop out my neck if I get strapped.
I'm not taking any responsibility for what a chiropractor does.
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay, Dan, he wouldn't take any advice from a person recommending you as well. Like, he doesn't want anything to do with your plastic. He's not going to...
I'm not threatened by him. I think he's a great guy. He sounds like a great guy. I have no problem at all with him. God bless him. He's helping people. Chiropractors do miracles for people.
And to show our appreciation today towards all of you, we are going to be choosing a giveaway winner.
So, how we're going to do this today, we are going to be doing a $1,000 Amazon gift card whoever leaves the 1,000 comment will get a $1,000.
Man, what a high! What's a great promotion?
Oh, that's his wife.
Yeah, it's his wife, and that's a great promotion.
Yeah,
I love necklaces outside the show.
So we want to kind of give back, Dan. Help with some.
Nice to our guest who hasn't even arrived yet.
That's how Dr. Dan wears it.
Jeez, jerk!
Don't start. Don't start douching it up and get yourself thrown right the hell out of the studio, buddy.
Holiday shopping for people.
His necklace is a non-factor. He's a guest on our show, and you're automatically being a dick. You're automatically.
He can use both hands.
You set me up to be.
No. You set your own self up to be. Who set you up to be a dick? Who set you up to make?
I guess I did to myself.
Who set you up to make a snide comment about his? Who set you up to make a snide comment about his necklace?
No one.
Okay, that's completely
on me. Self-provoked.
On me. I'm provoked.
Out there, so just remember, leave a comment in this video and we will be going through, and it's going to take a little bit of time on our end, but we're going to go through and we're going to find the 1,000 comment on here, and that person will be getting that gift card. So
that's great. The gift card's great, Joe. I'm going to see you crack your hot wife.
And she is
great. All right, so let's get started.
Actually, I'm just going to start. Take your shoes off for me, please. And I'll have you.
This is his Greenville, South Carolina location.
Mm-hmm. On your back.
And how do you think I know that?
It's on his wall?
There you go.
Right, I'm going to start with the feet first, then we'll hit the wrist, the elbow, and then we'll get into the adjustment.
It's not letting me fast.
That's right.
I'm trying to fast forward this, but it won't give me the fast forward option.
You probably have to go on the YouTube video itself.
Oh,
click on the thing at the top, it says what it is. If you click on that, it'll probably take you to YouTube.
Right here?
Yeah. No, you can full screen it.
Oh, yeah, full screen it. I just want to go to the Y-strap, Willie, is all I want to do.
It's usually at the end.
One more Amazon gift card. Issues up in the neck.
You know what?
Comment.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, hold on.
It's funny, some of the stories about people finally able to fall asleep and stay asleep for hours, which is always a good thing. And then, actually, to remind everybody again, 1,000th comment on this video.
Right?
I said it correctly this time.
Well, we know, Joe. 1,000th comment that gets us a $1,000 gift card from Amazon. Now crack that hot chick's neck.
On that comment, it will be a $1,000 gift card to Amazon that will be given away. So just remember to comment on the videos,
like,
and we will be following this today.
He's Banana George.
Yeah. So it's our little give back and a little thank you.
Like, he's one bad dude catching barefoot.
And want to help families out there with a nice little holiday shopping treat for you.
Christ.
He just has to realize that my body's a little heavier, buddy. I don't want my head to pop off.
And breathe. Deep breath in and out.
She's dead.
What did you feel?
Just orgasmed.
How would you describe that?
Oh, sensational.
It's crackalicious.
Crackalicious? Is that what she said?
Yeah.
No, it feels amazing.
Hold on. There we go.
Now, Anna, is he prepared to do that?
He said he's bringing his table. I imagine he's also bringing the Y-strap, but I don't want to state that, you know, make that a guarantee.
All right, so I'm getting Y-strapped. Anna, you're getting Y-strapped.
I'll get Y-strapped.
Jay, you getting Y-strapped?
He's
getting adjusted.
I've got herniated discs from T3 through C3. I'm not getting any T-strap.
Y-strap.
I'm not qualified for a Y-strap, but I do want a T-strap.
Oh, and we all want T-straps, buddy.
Yep.
But
I want to watch it. I can't wait to see it, though. I wouldn't say not for anyone not to do it. If I didn't have this stuff going on with my neck, I'd do it in a millisecond.
Blitz!
I want to get adjusted for sure. The Y-strap, I'm questioning
that. He needs
to
be, twisted and, pressed.
Yeah.
Mummy?
I'm a little nervous, but I'll do it.
She's your pussy.
No, I'll do it. Lummy doesn't have to do it.
I don't even want you to. You know what, Lummy? I'm not even offering the Y-strap to you.
I'm going to tell Dr. Joe.
Nope, you're not. Too late. You and Dan, just go ahead and leave. Johnny Negative.
Good job, Lummy. Good job, Lummy.
He almost stand it up.
Oh, Dan really danned himself up today.
I can't believe you, Lummy.
I said I'd do it? Hey, I'm a little nervous, but I'll do it? Nope, you're not doing it.
You're not, you dumbass.
You're stupid. But I said I do it. I don't understand.
You're wrong, Lummy.
I'm sorry, brother.
No, I kind of like the whole reenactment you were doing.
With himself.
I kind of like the whole reenactment. It might take a little heat away from the heat the Dan's got right now.
Thank you, Dr. Dan.
No, the whole reenactment that you were doing.
No, Dan's going to be thanking you.
Thank you, Lummy.
So far, Dan's got full hot. You've not been able to, that comedic exchange that you had where you were yourself and then you played me and then back and forth. If you could continue that on, that would be funny. I'm trying to hear that.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I still don't understand. So am I not? Hold on. Can I get the Y strap though?
But it doesn't feel spontaneous. I know. Now it feels contrived.
But am I getting the Y strap?
Yeah, that's all Lummy's fault.
Yeah.
See, Dr. Dan, I'm helping you out.
I'm sorry.
I'm being an idiot.
Let me do some words. We'll be back in a minute.
The Bubba Radio Network will return after this.
Just because your wrist hurt doesn't mean you can be a dick to everybody there.
Oh.
Jake, way to pile on, fuckhead.
Pile it on. What am I saying? The truth. Fuck yourself. Saying the truth. Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
I know. But you just can't be.
Yeah, anytime you got an opportunity just to take the fucking low road and be a dick, you always do.
You were just like fucking you were just making a joke about him messing up his
like
high spot.
Clockwork. I got a fucking guest coming in, and it just makes it uncomfortable.
I'm going to apologize. Dan has a sore wrist. Fuck, his vagina hurts.
Fuck that. God damn. Every fucking time. Shame on me for even scheduling him when you're going to be in here. I should have fucking known.
Got a great day.
You have a better day, buddy.
You get sick at IMAX?
No, I don't get sick. It's just like, you know, like the Simpsons ride and some of those rides. You know, I mean, I can race a car as long as I have the steering wheel in my hand, but I don't like motion rides.
I get
motion sickness.
I will tell you this. I was getting ready to call you pussy, but the Simpsons ride did. I mean, I've ridden roller coasters and zippity zops and like, you know, like I want IMAX me as much as you can, but I did get sick at the Simpson ride. At Universal, and it doesn't go like the ride doesn't really go anywhere.
No,
you're in this like little car, and the
it just moves up and down, and you watch a screen.
Yes.
Yeah, but it does like stuff where it looks you look like you're going from a complete drop from space into like the lobby
and
of the thing.
You're in a room about half this size with one little car that fits like six people.
Yep.
Eight people. And you're in this, like, and the car never moves. It just got hydraulics and, you know, all kinds of deal. You never go anywhere. But you feel like, I can remember telling Heather, how the kids feeling? She goes, like, they're good. I go, how are you feeling? She goes, I'm good. And I go, I'm kind of sick.
The Hulk did that to me, too.
She said, what? I go, I'm kind of sick. She's like,
she's like, get it together, puss.
I
had to close my eyes on it once, Bubba. And put my stuff like I'm just sitting in a chair that's moving, and I had to like pretend that I was
moving.
So hold
on, I had to close my eyes too, because it's like we took the kids there a couple of years later, and we're like, oh, Simpsons ride. I'm like, okay. I had my eyes closed the entire time.
I'm talking to myself going, I'm just in a chair that's moving.
Oh, that's the worst. You start talking yourself right into being sick.
It's so funny.
All right, here's the Top Gun official trailer. I'm trying to put together, we all get together and go watch it, just so we can all be a bunch of Top Gun nerds and get the popcorn. We better budget $500, though.
Yeah.
My Lord, how much
is
it?
What Dan did this morning, you should make him wear like a jacket, a Top Gun jacket, and
no,
glasses.
No, you know what I'm going to do for what Dan did this morning? Is he's not invited.
Oh, no.
On his birthday weekend?
Really?
Yep. Yep.
That's right.
You want to be a dick to one of my guests? You want to act like Johnny Douchebag? Then nope. You know what? Then you're not coming in.
Oh,
I'm not going to be scared to book guests based on your prima donna douche attitude. Like, that's not cool. Right? I mean, you know, Jay, help me out here.
I was looking in the forward. We were looking in the rearview
mirror. Oh, you can go. You can go.
Okay.
He just can't.
Do you know what I mean? You know, Dan, you know.
Jimmy can go. Steve can go. Pity.
But, you know, it would be pretty funny to have him all top gunned out.
It'd be even more funny for him not to be there.
Oh, poor Dan.
We want to clown him or we want to teach him a lesson? We want to teach
him a
lesson.
It's up to you.
I mean,
yeah, I'm not answering that.
Whatever you want. It's up to you, Bob.
I want to teach him a lesson. Be like, come on, Dan. Don't screw with my product. Don't try to, Dan, like, it's just like you always have to get that little snide deal into the point where now I'm going to start, you know, I won't even book guests when you're going to be it. Now, if I'm now not booking guests on days that you're here, that's a problem. Am I right? That I have to be afraid of Dan's editorial snide comments on potential guests?
I'm pretty sure you'll never have to after this day.
No, I know that, but I should. I knew it was coming.
I just knew
he was going to be a dick. He was just good. I shouldn't even have told him that. That's why we didn't tell him about our guest, because we just knew he would be a dick about it. And guess what? He was.
Well, that's kind of his brand,
no,
right?
No, it's not. It's not a brand.
But you're still, at the end of the day, it's show business. You got to know what business you're in, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you got to be able to dance with Bubba, and that's the
wasn't
truth.
He wasn't dancing.
No. He was doing
and then
a solo.
He tried to find
the bike
he was
and doing a solo.
Hold on, but here's what even pissed me off more, Jay. Then he tried to cover his bases and double down and said that I set him up on the Nicholas deal.
That's all
I heard. I didn't say one word. Danny's the guy that has to be point out the Nicholas guy. Like we don't have to like learn, know how to like know when to get heat. Don't get the heat every opportunity and just pick everybody apart. But Jay, we just went through this with him. Stop picking people apart. Stop. And I'm going to make him stop. He's not going to be on the show till further notice.
Happy birthday, Dan.
For real.
I'm like, just, I mean, here's what I would say.
Piss me off. What if I was in his waiting room? And I was, I don't know if you should, what are you here for? Here to see Dr. Diaco. Well, his necklace and, all kind of thing. He's kind of a douche. Oh,
yeah.
I mean, what if he was scheduling his medical reps around my, me coming into the office because I cut on all of them. And, I don't do that. I don't act that way.
Mm-mm.
30 plus.
He is, there's no excuse. And I hope he's listening right now. Dan, don't text me. I'm so pissed at you right now. You know better. You know better than that. We've been through this. Who the hell do you think you are?
His wrist hurts, Bubba.
Who the hell do you think you are? Just like Steve says, you're not on the radio all the time, Dan. Stop. Does anybody ever tell you to shut up? Just stop asking me. Please, can you just stop?
Yes, you.
I like you. You like me.
You tell me that all the time. All shut up, bitch.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
Shut up, bitch. You and I don't have a lot of out of the studio interaction though. Not much at all.
You mean just you and I?
Yeah.
Yeah, not very
and
much.
And Lemmy, you and I don't have much. Really, the only interaction I have with anybody outside of the studio and a lot is Blitz.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a ton with him, but Lemmy, I don't see you much.
No. Make sure to stay out of your way.
I think you do try to stay out of my way, don't
100%.
You? 100%. Because when I see you, Lemmy, because when I see you, then I automatically have some kind of task for you.
Yep. Yeah.
Lemmy!
Yes.
Lemmy! Yes. Listen, how much time do you got? Whatever you need, Bubba. I need that freezer over there put over here.
There was a time, I forget, it was months ago. Me and Lemmy were on the phone. It was on a weekend. He was here at the studios, and he's like,
I think Bubba's coming.
He goes, hey, I think Bubba's here. I said, well, where are you at? He goes, I'm in the other studio hiding under the desk.
No way.
Yeah, because I heard him come out.
So, I was in the studio.
I think Bubba's here.
Hold on, I was in this studio and you were hiding over there?
It was a weekend and you showed up here.
I know.
And I was going
and
outside.
He's like, someone's walking around. I think it's Bubba. I said, where are you? He goes, I'm hiding under the desk in the other studio.
Because one.
You can hear the door open in the back, so then you come out there.
I can't go back that other way.
So
hold on, you heard me the entire time. Why were you hiding from me? Because you're afraid you'll get signed a task?
Yes.
Either something to do or because
I told Blitz,
or something.
I was like, I showed up here real quick. I was going to just do a couple quick things and get out of here.
Oh, don't you have to notify Bubba when you come here during the
weekend? He's supposed to.
So maybe he didn't do that.
I think it was around that time.
Yeah, it was before
the other studio got all junked up. So it was, that's how long ago it was. But he was hiding in there.
Lummy, what if I would have walked in? Lummy, what in the hell are you doing here?
I think you've done that before, too.
What if you said?
I dropped a pen, I'm looking for it.
Here working on Barcy, and I saw you come here, and I know that you might be disturbed if you saw me here, so I didn't want to upset you, so I figured if I just came in and did my stuff, and then quietly left, this is what the truth is that you're afraid I'm going to see you and be like, Lummy, you know what I need? Can you weed whack that ditch for me, buddy? Come on now, buddy.
You see those bunch of stuff in the front.
You see those 700 boxes are full of lead? Can you just bring them upstairs?
700 boxes full of lead. Can you bring them upstairs real quick?
Yeah. It's all right.
Lummy, what's been the worst thing I've asked you to do? I mean, what's the
goat's
one?
Horns?
No, I think. Oh. Well, no, that's the worst mentally, but physically, what do you hate of the certain tasks that I ask you to do or that you have to do around here?
Oh, nothing, Bubba.
Well, no,
I enjoy doing everything.
No,
what do you like the least?
But like
having to lie to Bubba saying he likes all these tasks.
I mean, let me ask you a question. Does the weed whacking task make you mad?
Oh, not at all. I like that.
No, but like, be honest.
No, I do. I like being outside.
And when you bring your mower and do the ditch, that's okay.
Yep.
Okay, that's good.
And I even started liking the seaweed because I did the seaweed over the weekend.
I even started liking. That's worst. And the seaweed.
That's called Stockholm right there.
Oh, and the goats.
I even started liking the seaweed. So that means for the 3 years that he's done it prior, he's hated it all.
Of course.
Okay, yeah.
It's called learned helplessness.
Yes, and now the goats eat it. So I actually really like it because now I don't have to let it dry and then, chuck it over the fence.
And it really, really makes the pond look better.
Yeah.
You know, it really does.
It does, yeah.
And if we could ever get any fish in there, Lummy, we could do some content. You know, listen, Lummy, we're all about content. The goats provide content, right?
Yeah.
Me, my chicken sandwich review provides content. I'm going to try to stop by the studios this weekend and do a burnout deal because you got me a tire mounted. So that's content. So Lummy, us going out there and trying to catch some fish would be what?
Content.
There you go, buddy.
Oh, I'm going to get my pole again and back out there.
Yeah,
and
right.
I was even talking with Big Red. And
Why can't we just get some fish in there?
There's fish in there.
I don't
think. I showed you. You've seen them. They swam up.
They're just not the size of fishes that I was just hoping there'd be like some bigger ones in there. I know it's a process.
Well, it's a process too. Plus,
I got to get Big Red to get me an estimate to get. Maybe all I need is like Blitz, 2 dump truck loads full. Like, that's it. Like, I don't.
A fish?
Know, no.
We can get the gift fresh crew and just dig out a little bit.
No,
right?
Not of the fish.
Oh. That'd be a lot of fish.
But if they got an excavator, like this excavating company, we have to take the fence down, which that we could get Austin to do that. That's not a big deal. And if they literally just had 2 triaxle, trucks, and they just scooped out 2, dump trucks full.
Okay.
I think that would give us, tons of relief. Because the more the more trucks, the more it costs.
Of course, yeah.
Right. They charge you like by the yard or something to get rid of it. And so, all we need is like if you had 2 dump, what is it? Are those 6-yard dump trucks?
Yeah, usually.
Are they 5 or 6? I think they're 6-yard.
Usually 6.
I think they're 6-yard dump. Maybe they might be 8 or the triaxle ones. Let me ask old girl because I really want to know. Hey Alexa, what does a standard triaxle dump truck capacity yard wise? Oh, I messed that one all up. She's not gonna.
Here's something I found on the web.
It's not even your fault.
According to blurtit.com, a typical dump truck has a 18-yard 3 capacity.
What?
This one says 18
yards,
10 and 16.
Yeah, okay, so these the boys know. The triaxle dump trucks that they use for lime rock and all that kind of deal, they're saying is 18 yards. So, Lummy, if we took 36 yards of silt, because on Blitz, we're going to be honest, it's all overburdened silt.
It's not usable.
And all it's going to do is continue to make if you don't get it out, it'll continue to make that pond shallower and shallower and shallower.
Right. Yes.
Because it's, we're always going to have, I think the last time we cleaned it out was like when we first got the place, like 11 years ago, like 2011.
Right.
When we first bought the place, I did it once. Well, it's had 11 years of buildup, Lummy. So, taking 36 yards out of there has to help.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they could give me a price like, maybe I did 3 dump trucks.
Wow.
Or 4. I'm sure it's a per dump truck deal. Big Red, can you give me an estimate on that, buddy?
Now, are we going to check each dump to make sure they're not taking the fish with it?
Well, Lummy, I think that's the cost to do it.
That's your job, Lummy.
Lummy, are you going to say that as they're scooping up the stuff, you're going to make them bring the swing arm over to you, and you're going to make sure
turtle
that there's
check.
No turtles in
turtle
there
check.
Before he throws it into the dump truck?
We got like 4 or 5 turtles
that's
now.
That's not – you can't do that, Lummy.
Oh.
Can we get Lummy like a chair with an umbrella and a turtle check sign?
Turtle check.
I don't want turtles to die.
Lummy,
Timmy,
I mean
– Tommy.
Timmy, Tommy.
I got Tyrone, and then I remember we named one Todd.
So hold on, you got 4 turtles out there.
It's just one.
You're saying you know. Yeah, it's just 4 turtles. It's one turtle that sticks his head up 4 different times in 4 different locations.
Every time it moves, it's a
new
turtle.
And Lummy thinks it's 4 different turtles. It's just one. He only takes 4 breaths an hour.
Yeah, they sun themselves out there.
Shut up. Lummy, if anything, we can go get some turtles. All right. And maybe the turtles make it through the scoop out. I don't know. I mean, if I'm a turtle and I see that this big, you know, 3-yard monster claw just came in and took a bunch of dirt away from the area right beside me, I'm swimming away from, you know, that area.
And if you don't, you're stupid. We don't want stupid
but
turtles.
If you're Tommy Turtle, that's kind of a slow turtle, which I'm assuming that if you raised him, he might be Tommy, right. Todd, Tyrone, and Tyler, or whatever the hell their name is, Timmy. I got to think that these turtles are stupid. So if one of your turtles is sitting there and this big claw monster looking thing comes and takes out a whole bunch of, you know, ground underneath you, by you, right beside you. Well, one could deduct that the next time it comes back, it's going to be right where you are. So I would swim as far away from that as I could, as being, you know, Todd, the smarter of the four turtles.
Yeah, I guess.
So, Lummy, I don't think that we can ask the people that are excavating that we can do turtle checks with each scoop of material that they throw into the triaxle. Sorry.
All right.
You might lose some turtles. Would that really make you upset?
I mean, hopefully we can get some more after that then, but I guess not.
But if the pond is deeper, Lummy, then we can bring in bigger starter fish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's more area. It's deeper and it's more area.
Can we get an alligator gar?
Alligator gar. Is that a gar that bites alligators?
No, it's just a big long mouth of teeth.
We saw one this weekend.
Wait, those
gars are mean. There's freshwater gars. Are you talking about a freshwater gar or a saltwater gar?
Either.
Yeah. Oh, I think I was feeding one of those yesterday.
By the way,
bread.
Gars are the ugliest fish. They have to be one of the most. Well, first of all fish really aren't cute.
Right.
I mean, you know,
they're ugly creatures.
Yeah, pufferfish and fish are cute.
Fish are just very prehistoric looking, just not cool animals. You know, so this is what a gar looks like.
Ew.
Yeah, they're the ugliest fish.
Ew.
They look like little mini alligators. Boy, that's a big-ass gar right there.
That's about the size we saw the other day.
Fresh or salt?
Salt. Well, brackish, really.
Where'd you see it at, bud?
Up by Armature Works.
Look at that. And I don't think you can eat gar, can you? I mean, Lummy.
You can eat anything.
You can eat gar. It depends on where you're catching it from, too, but sometimes the meat's really tender.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think there's something out of Amazon.
Now, let me ask you a question. How does society determine whether you eat a fish? Do they catch it and then they eat it and then they're like, ew,
yeah,
it's horrible?
Pretty much.
Or, oh, wow.
They're like, hey, Timmy didn't die, let's eat it.
And then they're like, hey, word amongst the community is that, hey, gar's not bad eating, right?
Pretty much.
I mean, for the longest time, they didn't think cat was good eating, right?
It's not
their bottom.
Well, there's not a lot. The certain catfish, it's not good. The freshwater farm raised cat is the good one.
Look at that gar.
That is a fat gar.
No, by the way, the answer is no. I don't want a gar in there.
Man.
I do not want a gar. And they're mean fish, too, aren't they? Are they mean?
I didn't think so.
Are they mean? They just look mean.
They just look mean.
I mean, they'll eat everything in there, but.
Like, are they very much predatorial? So
yes.
Look at him.
Look at those teeth.
If you want fish, we'll just have one. It'd be a gar.
It'd be a fat-ass gar.
Yeah,
but
see it all the time.
Yeah, but listen, no gars.
Thank you.
What are we thinking about putting in there? Like, what, smallmouth or bigmouth bass?
Probably some smallmouth bass, and then maybe throw in one largemouth, and then we got out.
Now, what's the difference between a smallmouth and a largemouth bass? Obviously, the mouth?
Yeah. I mean, the size of the
mouth.
So, like, that's a smallmouth bass, right?
Yeah.
But then that's a large mouth. And then they got those big round mouths, the big ones, right?
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on the size of the pond.
Now, is that a smallmouth bass right there?
Yeah, pretty much.
But this would be a big mouth bass.
Yeah, that's like a smaller, large mouth.
We're not going to have anything that big, are we?
No. If we do, then, I mean, that's probably one of the only things in there.
Yeah,
because the bass will eat anything.
Do we need bluegills?
Wait, that's one of the ones you see now. Like if you when you looked in the pond the one time, we had a couple of them. Those are the bluegills. That's what the bass will eat.
Well, but we gotta have. This is what we got in there now.
Yeah,
like something like this.
Yeah, ours
not
is
that
a little
big.
Bit.
Ours are probably like that.
We have some of those, but we probably have bigger ones.
We have bigger ones than that.
Yeah, that's what they started as, pretty much.
Are we there yet? Are we? How many of these do we got? Like, you know, you said that's we have a bunch of those, right?
We have a bunch of the small ones. Yeah, we probably got like 5 or 6 good sized ones, and probably
how many of these?
I'd say probably 10 of the smaller ones. Yeah, and then a bunch of shiners and minnows.
What's a shiner and a minnow?
Just like, you know, those little things you see on the edge, the little small ones. That's like what they feed off of.
Oh, that look like sperms.
Yeah, the little sperm fish, and then we can eat them. And we got a lot of dragonflies too, which is good. That keeps the mosquitoes down, and the fish will eat them.
You're just lummy you know.
Well, that's we so want to learn dragonflies.
Ecological lummy. Now, is this what we do? We have a bunch of those.
Yeah, we have a good amount of those. We probably put like 25 in them, and they reproduce quick.
We probably need to put some more of those in there. Because the more of those in there, the more the bluegills can eat them and get bigger, right?
Yeah. Well, like a lot of those, they reproduce really quick. They have a lot of sex. So, like those little sperms that you see.
They have a lot of sex.
Yeah. So, now, the sperm you see is that.
Those look a little big for a bluegill consumption. So, will he eat the babies?
Oh, yeah. He'll eat the babies, and those would be good for when the bigger bluegills, because they just suck them right in.
Like, here's what sucks. Let's say that you're this shiner right here, and you poop out a bunch of babies, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're not very big. They're just teeny tiny, right?
Yeah.
Well, if a big bluegill comes and eats all that up, then you just didn't make it in life, right? Just think about how many millions of little babies they have to poop out in order just for one to make it, right?
That's why they do poop out millions.
I'm just saying, for one to make it means he has to hide all the time so he doesn't get eaten up. Now, what do these things eat?
The algae and different things. And that's why they're a lot of times on the shore. The female would usually during the breeding, the burst spawn, usually pops out about 200-300 eggs.
Right. And so these eat algae.
Yeah.
Now, but aren't those big egrets or whatever, those birds that you hate, they come and eat these?
Yeah, well, I don't mind the gray egret because that's native to Florida. It's that Amazon one that is a dick. But he's been gone for a while. He must have went on a long trip somewhere.
Yeah.
With a rock to the head.
Oh, you think he did?
Yeah, I think he ran into a rock.
Rumor has it.
Rumor has it that he hit
on the streets.
Is a word on the streets that he maybe hit his head on a rock?
Yes. And might have been dumped over the fence.
Oh, that's what the rumor has.
Yeah.
Huh?
You mean fell over the
fence?
Well,
yeah, he tried to fly out and just.
So you're saying the way it went down is this egret, this Amazon egret who comes in and eats all of our fish, happened to come into our place one day, hit his head on a rock, and then was just about ready, almost made it over the fence and fell into the neighbor's property?
Yeah, and it's so muddy, it just sank to the bottom.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're saying that's kind of maybe what you heard on the streets?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. From the different people, different fish, the turtles, the goats told me.
Is that what the goats tell you?
Yeah, the goats told me that.
How do they say it?
Now do the goat.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Do the goats talk to you?
Yeah.
Do they make when I go back there, they make some sounds, but not a lot. And they're usually sounds of baby telling Hootie to get back because I'm food aggressive.
And he says no.
No. So what type of dialogue do you have with them?
Usually when I walk in, they're like, like hi. That's like my hi.
Right. And then when I walk over there, do you talk back to
him? Yeah. I'm like, what's up, guys? How's it going? You know, give them a little pet, you know, give them their stuff, hang out with them for a little bit. They run over to me where the owl is. And we kind of just like watch the fish and the turtles and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then you talk to them. They go, look at Hootie. There's a little shiner. And look at Baby. There's Timmy the turtle. And look over there, Hootie. Look at that. There's some algae coming in. And Daddy's going to have to go out there and get some seaweed here for you soon.
Yep. And then when I do the seaweed, they sit there. Then Baby does most of the talking. But then Hootie will go like, wah, like that a little bit. And right. Then Baby will be like, wah.
Now, Matt, have you ever like figured up like McDonald's how many millions of horns that you've sold? Do you have a number?
How many dBs worth?
It's not. I've been curious, but I'm so irresponsible. I don't even
have. You have no idea.
Yeah.
It could be 5,000 horns. It could be 50,000 horns. You don't know.
Yeah, no clue.
You have like no clue.
No clue. We didn't even have inventory up until like a couple of years ago. I'm good at selling the horns, but running the business is a totally different. Different thing.
You know? Yeah, you are. I mean, but if you needed to go out back and pack and ship, could you do all, like, could you do every job at Horn Blasters?
Everyone that works with me starts at the bottom and everyone can do everything. So, yeah, it's.
So, like, you have to go, have you ever gone back there and, like, you know, wrangled up, an F9000 system
sure.
and put it in this Styrofoam box?
That's how he
box
started.
And put the peanuts in there that had to fill out the packing label and then take it down to the UPS store?
Totally. It was me for the first 7 or 8 years until I had any part-time help at all. It was just me in my bedroom. I was sleeping on air tanks and I had all the parts in my room. It was, you know, so. Humble beginnings.
And then it was probably like, you know, you couldn't keep a big inventory because you'd have to sell like 5 units in order to buy like 3 more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I started the entire business on a $200 Capital One credit card. So I had no investment, no, you know, trust fund parents, grandparents, nothing. I was working at Home Depot and Staples at the same time. And
That's before you became an outlaw.
That's it.
Which is also a horn.
Which is also a horn. Yeah, our outlaw horn. That's correct.
Did you name the outlaw horn after your outlawness? I mean, because you're an outlaw? I mean,
that's the hardest part is coming up with
you. Were wanted by the feds at one time. People don't even know that. Didn't the feds show up at your door as a kid? That's a real gangster when you got the feds at your door when you're not even an adult.
Yeah, my mom was a little shocked by that.
Mom thought, Matt's just back there on his computer, just doing his stuff. Doing writing code and stuff, playing Asteroids. They don't know back that you're hacking into full-blown government agencies.
the knock at the door. And that was April 21st, 1999. It was the day after the Columbine shooting. A couple of my buddies and I, we didn't associate with Dylan and Eric, but we played online with them. So we were able to pull up their user profiles on this online game. And, you know, the government was scrambling for information on the shooters, and we're like, oh, we got these guys right here. We had their bios. So we published that, and we were hacking the NASA website. We changed some graphics around on there, and it wasn't long before the FBI showed up.
And when they show up, how would that chain of events go? Like,
they interviewed myself and my best friends separately.
No, but they first knock on the door.
Uh-huh.
And where are you?
Upstairs in my room. Mom's talking to him
hacking
downstairs.
And you're up there still hacking, writing code, right? And they go, Mrs. Heller, is there somebody on the computer, or do they knew it was Matt Heller per se?
They had it all printed out. I didn't know, and they interviewed me and asked me all kinds of questions. I denied everything, and then they went in their file and pulled out all this paperwork, and they're like, here's you. This is you. This is you wearing the bracelet in this photo that you have on right now. This is you doing this. I'm like, oh boy. So they had their case. They just
did that permanent smile that you always have go to a frown real quick. Like, you know, were you still smiling when they were taking you out?
I was in shock.
Were you crying?
No, nothing like that. Just I didn't know what was going on. I knew I got kicked out of school from it. I tried to contest that, but the principal was like, man, you don't even really go to school in the first place. You've only been here, you know, 60 days this year.
You're like, fair point.
I got expelled.
So you went and hacked one, got yourself a diploma, mm-hmm. and then, right, full honors, you know, whole nine yards, printed yourself on one of those, got you a $200 capital deal.
a week later, the FBI came back and offered me a job. They said, hey, we know you're not doing anything with your life. Would you like to help us with these undercover operations?
And by the way, this is a true story.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, for real, like, we're not bullcrapping you. Like, Matt Heller was a little high school, hacker dude, and hacked into NASA?
Yeah, NASA.gov.
And what did you guys do?
Just put up a bunch of political cartoons, changed a bunch of their text, and just effing off. Yeah,
yeah, just effing off as kids, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they came and got you. Now, were you facing any criminal charges at all?
They had no proof. There was nothing. One of my other media aides, I'm still such a nerd. My only friends were my fellow media aides. One of them got pulled over for speeding in their Mustang and gets pulled over for speeding and says, "Oh my gosh, if you don't give me his ticket, I'll tell you about this guy that hacked NASA," and totally dropped down.
So hold on, you're saying your what? Buddy, your buddy's, oh, hold on. You're saying one of your boys, he just got pulled over for a simple, you know, going 15 over. That's it. He didn't have five keys on him. He didn't have anything, like just a simple speeding deal.
Didn't want to lose driving privileges.
And so he then starts yipping off, "I know my boys that are," and they're like, "Screw the speeding ticket. No problem, buddy." And then he completely ratted all of you guys out?
Yeah, dropped dime. Got out of the ticket and created all that mess for me.
Oh, now, how many other dudes were you know, doing the same? Like, how many of your buddies were doing? You guys were a couple of you, wasn't
it? Yeah,
you?
It was me and my best friend, Travis. Travis eventually started this company and sold it to Facebook. And now he has a Facebook email address. And I don't know what he does, but he lives all over the world, wherever there's Facebook offices.
He got more money than you.
I don't know. He's killing it. He's very liberal, so he doesn't really show anything. I have no clue what he's working with. I have no idea. He's doing the family thing.
But you think he's loaded? I mean, Facebook just doesn't
He's got to be. Yeah, he's got to be.
Does he know you're loaded too? That he knows that, you know, you're slinging train horns and the where the Atlanta Falcons play has your horns too?
Yeah. We follow each other online. I showed up when he was living in San Francisco. I showed up to his house randomly and knocked on the door, and we hung out for the day. So that was the last time I saw him, probably 10 years ago.
All right. So the feds knock on your door, and I got to go to break. I'm going to be way late.
Yep.
Yeah. Hold on, Matt Heller. Hold that thought. World-renowned Matt Heller. Formerly Matt Villalakinus Nakinus. the owner, inventor, CEO, president of Horn Blasters. Now, Matt, is Horn Blasters pretty what puts you on the map? I mean, like, you know, were you famous and rich before Horn Blasters outside of the federal circles? Or is the Horn Blaster gimmicks what, you know...
I refuse to say that I'm famous or rich. I don't feel that way.
Well, you are. You should be a politician. Because nothing will stick on you. You can't get anything to stick on you.
Thanks. No, I was. Like I said, I was working at Staples, Home Depot. I had 19 W-2s the year I started Horn Blasters. I was getting hired and fired so quick. It was, you know, Blockbuster Video Service merchandise everywhere.
Really?
Kmart.
But even Kmart, Blockbuster Videos, all that stuff,
with service merchandise.
Did you have your infectious, you know, attitude, or are you ever been like Johnny bummed out guy? Because you're always so nice and just always smiling, and I know why you're smiling now, because you're, you know.
I owe it to my mom. My mom's a professional clown. You know, I mean, from day
for
one.
Real?
I would lie about something way cooler if it was a lie.
I've seen the pictures.
So your mom was like a professional clown, so it was always lighthearted and kind of kooky,
totally,
to speak, right?
Yeah, and I'll always be smiling and just happy. I had gnarly teeth as a kid, so I used to hide my mouth and, you know, put my hand over my mouth when I was chewing and stuff. And she, you know, schlepped it and got me braces all on her own. So now I have teeth, and I'm showing them off, and that's it. But,
and you weren't quite correct in the fact that the real person that kept the feds off you was your great stepfather, because the feds came to the door and they said, "We want to see your son's computer." And he told them, "Unless you got a warrant, pack sand," and they left and they never came back.
That's it.
So you failed to put over your great stepfather.
Until they came back to offer you a job.
That was my mom and my friend's mom did when the sheriffs came for the same thing. She's like, "The computer's right there. Do what you want."
Yeah, Blitz hacked into Countryside High one time as a kid, and Mrs. Blitz just told the cops right where the computer was.
My friend's mom was like, they came to the door, and there was like five sheriffs. Like, we don't really know what we're doing, because it was like in the mid-90s, and she's like, "The computer's right there. Do what you want.
Just don't shoot me." So, Matt, any big things in the Matt Heller world? Like, you know, I mean, I think you don't crypto farm anymore. I think you're just straight Horn Blasters, are you not?
Yeah, the crypto was kicking my butt. I was checking it too much. It felt like gambling. I was just living it.
It is addictive. It is addictive.
And there's so many, you know, rich, bigger whales that can control it and manipulate the market.
You actually know a lot about it.
I know enough to say I'm terrified of it.
I'm so terrified of it. Here's now my mentality is, if I could just break even, I'm out. But I think at that point I'm done. Yeah. Am I not?
Don't we all wish we could just break even?
Don't we all just wish we at one time we would have stopped before we were ahead?
Yeah.
But we got greedy, and I'm like, oh, you know, I need, now's when you buy. It's on the dip. But, I mean, I think you told me a year ago when we went to lunch that you thought it was going to crash again bad before it gets back to – is that crash – do you still predict that?
Man, there's no telling. There's so many projects that just go under all the time. There's a lot of rug pulls. There's too much manipulation from other sources. So
we were in the back of your warehouse. I'm like, Matt, what do you mean? And then Matt got into this whole thing. Do you not know this one dude can tweet and he can change the price? And
Spoofy. One dude, Spoofy, controls this huge wallet. And whenever the price gets too high, he lists all his stuff for sale. And then
crap hits the storm.
That's it. Yeah. And there's tons of those guys. There's so many big whales that have this incredible influence that – it's just there's no way for the average man to survive. You know, I mean, it's just.
I just hope that Lummy, are you still in? Are you still pregnant?
I'm holding
with it?
Firm.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt, at this point, should we hold? Nice. Matt, would you at least suggest one thing? I know you don't ever like to be on the hook for everything. I mean, you don't ever like. It's hard to get Matt Heller to really commit to anything except making horns and making money. But if you're in where we are now, like we bought in, what, Lummy, would you buy into crypto? 23, 24, 25,000?
Yeah, that would be about 3 years ago, like when Kevin was kind of touting it.
We're still in the probably the 14 to 1600 range on the Ethereum.
Yeah.
Matt, do we hold?
You only lose if you sell. Diamond hands, hodl down to the end. The problem is when it gets real shaky and other people start folding and selling their stuff, it'll drop more, but it'll eventually all go back up. It's just a term, how much patience
you have. Why be alive?
Yeah, we'll all be around for it.
All right, cool. That's
should we maybe take a break?
Yeah, we got to take a break.
Sorry.
Matt, have you initially noticed any difference in Anna now that she's getting the D?
I mean, I don't really see Matt all too much.
Yeah.
He spent enough awkward time with you at Hornblasters to know that you're a different lady nowadays.
Yeah, perhaps.
Does Gina Hunter look at her poop?
Well, yeah. Okay. I think the older you get, you almost have to.
Because it kind of gives you a gauge of what's going on there.
You feel like a doctor.
Right. You're like, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I'm dehydrated. I'm backed up. I need bananas. I don't eat bananas.
Yeah.
And girls don't poop that much. Like for some reason.
Yeah, not like guys.
Not like us guys.
Yeah,
yes, they do. Anna's taking, she's that comfortable with you already, Blitz?
Are you guys taking poops next to each other?
Yeah, we hold hands.
They got his and her toilets.
Yeah. Do you guys really poop?
We have poop date nights.
Do you guys poop together?
Yeah.
No.
The worst part is there's only one toilet. I gotta sit on the sink.
Like Gina, have you ever farted in front of Tom?
No.
Don't lie.
You lie.
Gina.
There's no way you haven't. Gina. There's no way. Gina. As long as you two have been together and all the TV you watch in bed, come on.
Gina.
Have
you ripped one before in front of like...
Not that I think of conscientiously, but he has told me at night, in the middle of the night.
Oh, I know how that goes.
He has to let me know that, oh no.
Well, that's the first thing we open up with. Hey, honey, guess what? You farted last night. It was so cool. Oh,
it's called a butt snore.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, how about Tom? Will he see?
Yeah, let's talk about Tom.
Tom is...
Let's talk about Anna for a minute.
Hold on, Bubba. You're burying the lead here, because apparently this Anna's is an farting. Issue in Blitz's world.
Does Anna fart in front of you, Blitz, already?
Oh, yeah.
Does she fart a lot?
No, not a lot.
Does she Dutch oven you?
No.
No, I wouldn't
not on
that.
Purpose.
Do you fart in front of her, Blitz?
I fart in my sleep. Sometimes I wake myself up.
Hold on, Bubba.
It's in the sleep.
Bubba, a while back... She was like, "Oh, I dare you to fart," and I was like, "No." And she's like pushing my legs. I'm like, "You're gonna, you better watch out." And I did, and it about blew her over.
Yeah.
Then I peed it on myself, literally.
You peed on yourself?
Yes.
Well, you guys are still in the honeymoon stages.
Yeah.
Farting's still cute in your world. Now Tom is very much a gentleman, but he is from Maine.
Yes.
Well, Tom can act like he's all highfalutin, but his dad was a bank robber. Let's be honest. I
mean, he's a bandit.
I mean, Gina can act like she's all that too, but the bitch lived in Dayton, Ohio, in a 3-bedroom split ranch, Willie.
And her mom beat the S out of people drive-thrus.
And her mom to this day still carries an ice pick in her bra.
Yes.
To this day.
An ice pick.
So Gina can try to act off $4 million condo, but I know where they came from. Does Tom, does he rip one occasionally in front of you?
Oh, yeah.
He does?
Oh, he has no qualms about that. Okay. never has.
I have so much more respect for Tom, knowing that he'll blast in front of you.
Yeah, no.
There's some guys who be like, no, I can't fart in front of my girl.
Oh, no.
And who says that?
You.
No.
Yeah.
I rip.
Yeah, you right. do?
Yeah.
I mean, real men rip.
Real men
like,
rip.
Like, and you just tell your girl.
And they
girl,
wear jerseys, and I got a jersey, and I rip, and so
you, and
boom.
You tell your girl, just deal with it. It's life. It's farts are funny, you know?
Just jokes.
Yeah, farts are funny, right?
Yeah.
Gina, have you ever dated a guy that wouldn't fart in front of you? Like, you know, like one of those Notre Dame guys, like, you know.
No, that's never been.
Lou Holtz?
No, that's never
been. Jerome Bettis?
No, it's never been an issue.
Who were the players when you were in school?
Rick Meyer was the quarterback.
Rick Meyer.
Yeah.
Rick Meyer from Goshen, Indiana.
Yep, Rick Meyer.
He looked like the leprechaun.
He was the big slinging D on campus.
He was the big slinging D. And then, Rick Meyer, you know. They
Who was on the Rick Meyer team? Let me look it up.
And they recruited Randy Moss. So Lou Holtz recruited Andy Moss. I think it was my junior year, maybe my senior. I can't remember.
Listen here, Randy Moss. You need to come to this school right here. I'm Lou Holtz. This is one national championship. I got Rick Meyer and I got Joan Bradis on my team.
Yeah, but he ended up not coming because he got into a fight his senior year in high school and beat some guy up for calling him a word. And so he didn't end up coming.
He went to Florida State for a year.
I always thought Randy Moss was a stud.
He was a stud.
Yeah,
so it was
Lou
Holtz.
Yeah. Lou Holtz was the coach back then, huh?
Yeah, anytime he would speak on campus, I would go. I just loved Lou Holtz.
Did you bring a poncho?
From all the spit?
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, really?
Not that.
Hold on, let's look at the team. Rick Myers, I'm looking at some of the other big stars. Jerome Bettis was the bus. Let me see, who else? That's
about it.
I mean, a lot of guys went to the NFL.
Yeah. Oh, Aaron Taylor had a long-time career for the Packers and then somebody else. Demetrius DeBose, he played for the Bucks.
Yeah, he did.
Demetrius DeBose.
Yep.
Yeah. What was Notre Dame like back then? Was it fun?
Oh yeah. I mean,
Were the guys? Because everybody you're dealing with there is like you're not going to a regular state university where they let the stupid ones in. Like you're Notre Dame. Like you know they don't got a lot of stupid people there, are there?
No, everybody was. You know it. Notre Dame was a lot of people who their parents went there. Their parents met. A lot of really smart kids that were kind of scrappers like me, a little bit like first generation, a lot of Irish, a lot from New England. Like I was culture shocked when I went there because how I grew up in Dayton, Ohio, it was just completely different. My roommate was from New York, you know, Irish from New York, and her dad was a cop. All of her brothers are, you know, firemen. So
Your dad's a gangster, and your mom's a gangster's wife.
Well, he was in vending at that time.
Is that what we're calling it? Vending.
I told
shaking
everybody.
Shaking people down is called vending now. Yeah,
that's what it was. It was vending. Come on.
And you had a route, and you went and shook everybody down, right?
Right. It wasn't until my junior year in college when I was standing in our dorm just bawling, and my roommate came in, and she's like, what is wrong? And I'm like, my parents got busted. Their casino got busted. She's like, I thought your dad was in vending. What are you talking about?
No, they had a downstairs convenience. They're running numbers. They're both in jail. I don't know what to do.
She's like, I've been at your house. I never even knew, Gina. Yeah. So, you know. But I will tell you, you know, some of my best friends I've been friends with since college. We're having a girls' weekend at the condo.
Oh,
so,
you are?
Yeah, we're having it in July.
You're going to be the... Wow, look at this bitch. You're going to be that girl.
They'll hate her after that.
Yeah.
They'll pretend like they're impressed, but they'll hate her.
We liked her until we thought when we thought she was common folk, but she completely misrepresented herself as middle class.
Yeah.
Her husband owns 415 Domino's franchises. And a dirt track. They would take testimony, Anna, of him doing like a high spot of like, you know, him being a victim and him coming across
and like
super
talk
cool.
to Barstool and say, hey, or something like that.
Yeah, and then that would get distributed amongst, you know, all of their influences that they were paying off. And it just, again.
Okay,
and then they would, Johnny Depp's team would find a couple incidents of her being a real horse's ass, cut it all up, and make it a viral moment.
Her doing key bumps on the stand, you mean?
Right.
He sued the Sun in the UK for calling him a wife beater,
oh,
and
nice.
I guess he lost
Who's
that.
Sun?
The Sun.
No, The Sun.
The tabloid. The Sun. Yeah.
Jesus.
Did you just say that, Anna Lummi? For real?
Yeah, just type in St. Pete Catalyst Air Taxi. If you used Google rather than Bing, you would get actual fucking results.
I got it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I got it. I got it. I mean...
But Lummi, you're
it took you three
shit.
Tries.
Like, honest to God, Aunt Lummi, how much do you actually make from being a...
Hold on. Fuck off, Ryan.
No.
Because, no. I didn't do... He told me drone taxi, and then he comes back and goes air taxi. It's a totally different fucking thing.
I'm just asking you a question. How much do you...
I got a $100 gift card from Walmart.
A year...
No, I just got it. I don't know how long it
Okay, takes. I just typed in Tampa drone taxi, and the first fucking article is from on Google is from Fox News that's right on point.
Yeah, Lummi.
Use
Bing,
Google.
Your Bing is bought and paid for by Walmart.
Hi, from the Sunbelt Rental Studios, it's the Bubba the Love Spot Show.
Lummi, this Bing thing is starting to... affect my program.
How? I don't ever miss it. I usually get what Alexa doesn't.
You're Bing.
I get 5 cents for every crappy search.
No,
this is a bunch of crap. Because all of a sudden, Brian tells me to look something up that he finds, and he doesn't give me the exact site. They're like, hey, Brian, why don't you tell me blah, 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 and then you don't find it back. You're so dumb. Let me find it. I'm not going to give you the right information.
I typed in the exact.
You didn't tell me, Tim.
I typed in the exact search that you typed into Google, and it came up.
Lummi's chip, by the way, $20 to the Cash
App. Drone Taxi Tampa.
At the Bubba Army. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, at the Bubba Army. Lummi, you are such a Bing mark that sometimes it affects the quality of the program.
No, it's not. I give it a different view. Barbara, you can't just say, oh, there's an air tag. There's a drone that's going to kill
people. I give it a different view. I find you wrong, irrelevant articles.
But during the break, it's not during it on there.
Lummi, why
I'm not all of a sudden, it's just like a big, oh, I don't say air taxi. I don't say type of drone. I didn't say Fox 13. I'm waiting for Brian to find me and give me the information that he brings up instead of him going, hey, Warren,
because Brian uses Google.
Say, you know, yeah. But what do you mean?
Listen, Lummi, everybody uses Google.
Great, Google's a great company. Everyone just keep using Google.
Google Tampa Air Taxi Formula Shortage.
Lummi, just because you're on the Bing, you know, gift card take. I mean, it's affecting the program.
No, what do you mean? I find it. Bubba, he didn't tell me when I typed in the Tampa Orlando Trinity.
All I know is he found the article.
Because he didn't want to know about it.
No, because I typed in the same search you did.
No, you didn't, bro. Yeah, but once you found me CP Catalyst, I exactly knew that. I right there. I typed in drone service Tampa. It didn't have anything. Exactly. Then you're like, oh, type in air taxi.
No, I typed in Tampa.
You told me, go back on the tape.
And I typed in what I told you.
You go back on the look and look at it.
I typed in what I told you in the Google, and I
got
it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Bing is hurting your job performance.
Ruining your life.
I get you the stuff, and you got it right now.
Just saying.
I don't understand how it is.
Exactly. And you believe it or not, I don't understand how it is. Hey, goodbye, everybody. Blitz, I think I'd actually do pretty good on federal prison because I can flim. I mean, look at... I'm a flim-flamming, you know.
Here's what I'm saying, though. So in prison, you know, prison is usually a year or more.
Yeah.
I mean, they might call you out on your phone flaming after a year.
No, they're not. my legacy and myself. I'm not telling stories.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, hey guys, you know, I've been in the media for nearly 40
years.
Man,
if you tell that MJ story one more time, I'm gonna kick your ass.
No, I appreciate that, Tyrone. But you know what, Tyrone? If you
we already heard that one, Spawn. Shut the hell up.
You know what you should?
Blast, bitch.
We know you haven't slept in 6 weeks because you don't have your rattler. No one cares.
Yeah, we know. We don't. You don't have no TT nat nat.
Yeah,
okay.
2, 4, 6. We get it.
Yeah, enough.
So, Anna, let me tell you right now.
Sorry.
If my rebuttal to Tyrone, you're Tyrone. If my rebuttal to Tyrone is not if I don't. When? Ready? So you just called me out, made me look stupid, right?
Right.
So this is my rebuttal to Tyrone.
Okay.
And you tell me if I got a chance on this deal, okay?
Right.
And Tyrone ends up being a Bubba fan.
Okay.
Because he's sick of hearing the MJ story.
Right.
and they're trying to call me out. I'd be like, okay, Tyrone, you know, I appreciate that. I appreciate you think I've been telling, you know, these stories.
I don't even know Clemology no more.
Okay, well.
Or Clemianism.
But Tyrone, have you failed to understand that you have an appeal coming up? And do you know that I'm 4-0 in jury trials?
Well, why are you in jail then? Tim?
Thank you, Jerome.
Guys, just wait. In like a week or two, I got Merch Crit coming. She'll flip the jugs out for you.
Yeah, Man,
I can see your jugs right now. You need to kill that immediately.
Can you buy Tyrone, for the commissary?
Tyrone, I was gonna give you a bag of Cheez-Its and help you write your appeal, but screw off now, buddy.
I know what you're gonna do.
That's
John.
Fine. I'm gonna take your Cheez-Its right now. I'm gonna rape you.
I ain't got no chance of no appeal, bitch.
I'm gonna do both.
Power pig, hello.
You're hurting. It's not power pig, hello. I'm burning. It's power pig, hello. Your butt is hurting.
Yeah. Power pig, hello. I'm hurting.
Power pig, hello. I'm hurting. Oh, I don't know, man.
You do great, Bubba.
I think I'd be
okay.
Why don't
you commit a crime or something?
Why don't you shut up, okay?
Okay, yeah, that works
too. You're committing a crime right now by impersonating a co-host. Bitch, not to get mines. Forget who the ball. Don't forget who the goddamn warden is around here.
Right, sorry.
I'll kick all you. I'll put all you in solitary confinement. Ask Dan. Oh!
Oh.
How long is his sentencing?
I don't even want to get into it publicly.
Sorry.
So anyway,
this
y'all,
is a sealed
you,
trial.
You, yeah, this is a yes, hi. This isn't a Johnny Depp high spot Willie,
right. Right.
Internal Willie.
This is federal court. This is federal court. There's no
media allowed.
Yeah.
Oh no, hold on.
Is there? Oh no.
Hold on, Blitz. Oh. So I didn't even anticipate this conversation.
Oh.
So I call the Tampa airport yesterday. I'm like,
of course
welcome,
you did.
Welcome to the Tampa airport. Dial 1 for flight schedules. Dial 2 for the dial 3 for parking. Dial 4 for lost and found. Dial 5 for HR situations or job opportunities, job fair.
Oh, yeah, they're hiring.
I'm like, I just want to talk to somebody. So
their start pay is $27 an hour, I think it's $27 to $45 an hour.
To do what?
All different jobs.
Like if you're part of like the lawn maintenance crew or the...
Those guys get like 30-something an hour.
The lawn maintenance crew?
Yeah, they probably have their...
The lowest paid person there is $21 an hour, and they start at up to $45 an hour.
What's the $21 an hour job? Cleaning toilets?
Yeah, just whatever, anything.
So anyway, I call over there yesterday, Tampa International Airport, because on the website it says...
Tomorrow.
...that June 4th is the last day, which is Saturday, which won't affect us. But what has happened for the last 45 days, they have made them backup runway... the primary runway, and I don't know how many, maybe you could statistically tell me how many flights are in and out of Tampa on the average day. What's that, Blitz?
That's their job posting. I forgot to say they also have a $2,000 hiring bonus.
Are you? I feel like you might be giving your 2-week notice.
not yet. I was talking to Lemmy about it yesterday, though.
Oh, you guys are going to group up on me like that? You quit together?
He
I'm
going to
be the lawn dog
gonna be
over there for $30 an hour.
I'll be here, Bubs.
Anna's going to join
be like, Anna. Oh, Anna's going over to work the counter?
Yep. I'm going to be the baker at the bakery.
She's going to be the duty-free store.
You guys are all going to leave me, and I'll be like, I didn't fire them. They quit.
Yeah.
They quit altogether.
Worked at the airport now.
I never had that together. I don't even know what to do if everybody just got together and quit.
Yeah.
You know what I'd say? Good luck, guys, because I'll just do my own show. I don't need you guys. I just talk to myself anyway.
Blitz, can you tell me how to get online?
Blitz, before you get
can
your
you
last...
come over to, before you go to the airport, can you stop by here and put me online?
Can you take me up in the
can you build me an app where I can just hit one button and I go on the line, please? That's as your final task before I'm not going to give you your last paycheck. That's okay. I don't need my last paycheck. I got a $4,000 signing bonus really? Do they need anybody to run any? I'd love to be on the mowing crew over there.
Oh yeah, it's
oh really I would easy too.
You're gonna quit before us?
No, yeah. Hold on.
You just ride around.
I mean, first of all, Blitz, you know, first of all, it's a government agency, so they have, or at least, a state or at least a county agency, so they have the best lawnmowers. Like Larry Plummer's park department, right? Like they have the best lawnmowers. Like the best equipment.
$40,000 Toros or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for real. I mean, like they have. So anytime you work for a city, like they always have macked out stuff. So you know you're going to have.
Actually, they don't have those big PTO.
Oh, they use. Even though you get to sit in a big John Deere.
Yeah.
And that cab's air conditioning, listening to radio. Listen, oh, I mean, really? Right?
Mm-hmm. It's air conditioned?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Probably.
They pull them with these big John Deere tractors that are air conditioning and have air seats and a full-blown stereo system. You could pipe in a podcast. You could Bluetooth it, the whole nine yards.
Yep.
And you just bush hog it all day. They probably got two of those guys. I tell you what would be rough, though, Lemmy, is being on the weed whacking crew.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You know, the guy that has to do the fence.
Yeah, and they make you wear the long pants, long shirt.
Yeah, and there's a lot of fence.
Yeah, there is.
Hopefully, Blitz, they just weed whack the fence and they lay down Roundup, but they may not be able to use Roundup because it's close to a federal agent. I don't know.
You go that night and just
you would
kill it, yeah.
Your supervisor would be like, listen, I'm going to have the I talked to the guys in the tower. They're going to have all the cameras turned off the perimeter.
Just go and spray.
And I talked to security, and I had to give them all, like, you know, some drugs. But they're going to have all the cameras off tonight, so I need you to take the highest concentrated of Roundup. In fact, don't even concentrate it. Like, just
pour it straight on from the bottle.
On all the fences here. So you're not, because if not, you're going to be weed whacking all summer long. Whereas, you know, otherwise we can just mess around. And
we can be in the John Deere.
Yeah,
AC.
Exactly. You want to be on the goddamn weed whacker all day?
No.
Or you want to be on an AC Willie pulling a bush hog? Maybe even, I mean, you could even masturbate in that thing. You could.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I mean, why would you? You're out in the middle of nowhere. Nobody can see you. You could literally blitz, be looking at porn on your phone, masturbating while bush hogging. Because when you're bush hogging, man, you're not trying to, like, it's not...
Delta 3529, Tampa Tower, your lawnmower guy looks like Bubba the Love Sponge, and he's doing something in the cab.
He's getting crazy.
Oh, yeah, we know that. I mean, we it happens all the time.
On the edge of the... I mean, like, everyone can see him.
He's edging?
Yeah, he's edging. He's edging with the edger.
Yeah, I mean, they have the best equipment, and if you got the bush hogging job, Lummy, it's just sitting in a tractor all day.
Just going back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lummy's going to apply in a minute.
I'll let you ride the bush hogger, Bubba.
Even though I didn't get high, so Lummy, you're saying if I applied and you applied and they gave me the weed whacking job and you the bush hogging job, that you'd be like, hey, Bubba, I'll just go ahead and weed whack you.
I'll be weed whacking, Bubba. You go in there. You take care of me.
I don't know if our supervisor would like that, though.
You'd be the supervisor in like 2 days. You'd bamboozle that guy easily.
Next thing you know, I'm running the whole thing.
Exactly.
You're a purple belt in bamboozling.
And I'm making everybody tape it so Blitz can put it up on our YouTube
content,
channel.
YouTube.
We got our own YouTube, the Bushwhackers of TIA.
That might be a pretty good video.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba, I used to whack off in the cab all the time.
Yeah, in a truck cab or in a
excavator, dozer, it don't matter.
Right, nobody, I mean, if nobody's around, you might as well just, right?
I just blast myself out. Nobody can see me. I'd be down inside the ship moving some cargo around, and nobody's there. And some little Filipinos will come down there and ask me what I'm doing. I say, hey, you know, get up in the cab here.
What?
No. Let's just take an interesting twist. It went from I masturbate, you know, in my heavy in my forklift to now the Filipinos.
Forklift's a little hard. There's too many sticks.
All right. So what would you were in at the cargo yard? What, moving containers?
Yeah, containers or, you know, whatever it may be.
Right, and you would masturbate while you were driving. Now, what do they use, cranes for those things?
Yeah, we got, like, John Deere 640s and, you know, like, little dozer 460 LPs, excavator 240s.
Right, so now you would be down there and you would be masturbating, and then now where's the Filipino?
You know, I'm on night shift, so it's dark down there. It's late, you know, I get tired, so... Yeah, I got to do my normal regiment routine. So I go down there, and then you got to look around, you know, look up, make sure the ship crew, the little Filipinos, you know, they're sneaky.
And so now the Filipino, are these men or women that come down here and offer?
There's hardly any women, but sometimes, you know, you might get a little, you know, one that might look a little feminine.
And do you let him, do you let him take care of you?
Oh, I'll show him, yeah. I'll show him what I'm doing, you know, if he wants, you know, I mean, a little hooter, going and tell him, hit this hootie, and then... You know, come up in the cab and take you around the farm.
Does he take yours around the, like, you guys, you know, have a, like, do you guys?
Wow, I don't want to get in there. I mean, you know,
mouth to mouth, right? Is that what we're saying? Is that what we're working with here?
I can't get into those parameters. A little, you know, elbow, up to the elbow, you know.
Right, up to the elbow, you know, sure. Is All right, buddy, we'll leave.
A-lop, sop top, behind the knee.
Oh, is that what?
God. Oh my God!
You're going behind the knee. What the situation?
Yeah, you gotta get in the joints there.
I didn't even think we were going there, Blitz. This is a whole other level that we're going behind the knee with it. You mean an ANOP, ALOP?
Dude, I just wanted to mow some grass at the airport, man. What the hell?
To make 23 an hour, and now
we're getting a taste of Asia.
$23 down there, $28, and they're only making 12, so it's worth it to them. I'll give them another $20.
To give him $20, God. I mean, for ANOP, ALOP? For ANOP, ALOP?
A little ANOP, double ALOP in the ship knob, you know what I'm saying, in the loader.
Not double. Does that mean you guys are both doing it?
There could be four of them.
What?
Man, buddy. Oh. Listen, you're freaking me out on it. I can't even. I'm trying to wrap my head around these possible parameters, but I can't even.
Like little Filipino teenage gargoyles. They come down there and they'll say, because they're only making $12 an hour.
We got it. We just didn't know you were having a human centipede up in that bitch.
Yeah, I mean, like, we understand the concept freaking of
sick bitch
of the legal teenage Filipino boys.
Well, it's all maritime, so there are no. There's very the rules and regulations right, aren't.
I'm trying to cover my ass, not your ass, buddy, as to why I'm broadcasting
rules,
a children's porn.
He doesn't want his ass covered at all. Apparently,
they gotta be of age. They won't.
Wait a second. Tell me the maritime laws. Blitz, build a radio ship boat. We're going out.
Broadcast from the Melbourne Gulf.
You're telling me that you would be down there in the loading docks in the middle of the night, unloading these container ships and the. These Filipino,
you're looking up some porn, and you switch it over to Filipino, and then there they are, right there,
Right, the Filipinos pull in, and they send, there's a bunch of young, of age teen, at least 18-year-old teenage Filipino boys that are making $12 an hour, and then they come down and make contact with the crane operator. And offer services? Is that what you're saying here?
That's exactly right. Because you can be in the crane, and you can if you have you're training somebody. Say, come up here. I have young American boy for you, and they'll come running right up there.
All right. So this is even getting creepier by the minute. And now you got your apprentice in on the deal.
This guy's getting hot on the deal.
I gotta go with you, buddy. Filipino pimps? Yeah. Now we're dealing with young American boys, interns.
Jeez. Oh my God.
This guy is cool. He's a human trafficker.